Net zero deep state demands new prime minister keep Boris's green policies despite energy crisis. By Peter Catalan, September 8, 2022. Climate fundamentalists across the UK government and civil service have demanded that the country's new prime minister keeps pushing their net zero green agenda. Despite the massive hardships starting to be felt by large swathes of the population, with considerably worse to come if forecasts are to be believed, climate alarmists within the UK government have demanded that the state's new prime minister, Liz Truss, keep pushing their net zero green agenda. This is despite the fact that such a green agenda, which was long championed by outgoing leader Boris Johnson, has been partly blamed for the massive energy crisis the UK is already in, with a failure to invest in domestic hydrocarbon production through gas drilling and fracking being said to have made the UK more reliant on foreign imports. That vulnerability has made the UK susceptible to the shock of Russia invading Ukraine. Regardless of such criticisms, The Guardian reports that a significant number of green agenda-loving MPs and peers have now told Liz Truss to continue pushing net zero, reminding the former Liberal Democrat politician that she had previously waved the green agenda flag at the COP26 climate meeting in Scotland. "We hope that as Prime Minister you will continue to support measures to reach net zero by 2050 or sooner in this country, whilst also being a global champion for climate and nature on the international stage." A letter from 29 MPs and peers from the All-Party Parliamentary Group on the Environment to Truss reportedly read: "As host of COP26 during your time as Foreign Secretary and now as Prime Minister, you will have seen the truly global impact UK policymaking and our government can have," the letter went on to say. Meanwhile, green agenda warriors within the Conservative Party have also applied pressure to Truss to keep the green gamble going, with Conservative Environment Network head Ben Goldsmith implying that it would be stupid for the party to abandon its support of the measures as it would be unpopular with voters. "It is quite clear that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want strong action now to avert a climate catastrophe. They want the restoration of nature at home. And they want Britain to lead international efforts on these things," the long-standing ally of outgoing Prime Minister Boris Johnson's wife Carrie, perceived by some as the former fountainhead of UK government green policy, said. "With this in mind, it wouldn't be a very smart move for any politician to turn their back on this vital agenda now," he continued. The Guardian does not note whether or not Goldsmith addressed the issue that many UK voters may be unable to heat their homes over the winter due to the ongoing energy crisis, a crisis partly caused by the UK's net zero green agenda, and how such a fact could impact the policy's popularity. UK politicians have not been the only ones hounding Liz Truss to keep pushing the country's climate-crazy policies, with government advisers specialising in climate change telling the newly minted Prime Minister that her plan to expand gas production will not work. "The UK cannot address this crisis solely by increasing its production of natural gas," The Guardian reports a letter penned by the chairs of the Committee on Climate Change and the National Infrastructure Commission as saying. While the letter did admit that increasing production would ease energy security, it claimed that Britain's gas reserves are too small to impact meaningfully the prices faced by UK consumers, and so low-carbon alternatives that conveniently line up with the state's net-zero goals should be invested in instead. It is overall unclear whether or not Liz Truss will bow to the demands of those wishing to see net-zero continue to be pushed, possibly at the expense of British energy security. However, one major green agenda-loving Tory has said that he is very confident that the new PM will continue where Boris Johnson left off. "The government is pro-net zero, and the Prime Minister has said she wants to double down on net zero, in a more business-friendly and private enterprise way," hardline net zero supporter Chris Skidmore reportedly said. "I'm sure whoever is Secretary of State will abide by collective responsibility. And the Prime Minister sees net zero as an opportunity to deliver economic growth," he went on to say. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.